Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto number 4, Chapter number 8, entitled Dhruva Maharaj Leaves Home, and text number 25. Naradastat upakanya. Naradastat upakanya.
Naradastat upakanya.
Natva tasya chikishitam. Natva tasya sikishitam. स्पृत्वा मूर्धानि अगग्नेन पाणिना प्राह विस्मिता Word to word translation. Narada. The great sage Narada. That. Upakanya. Overhearing. Natva. Unknowing. Tasya. His Dhruva Maharaj. Shikrishitam. Activities. Sristva. By touching. Murdani on the head. Agagena, which can drive away all sinful activities. Panina, by the hand. Praha, said. Vismitaha, being surprised. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Translation. The great sage Narada overheard this news, and understanding all the activities of Dhruva Maharaj, he was struck with wonder. He approached Dhruva and touching the boy's head with his all virtuous hand, he spoke as follows. Purport. When Dhruva Maharaj was talking with his mother Suniti of all the incident that had taken place in the palace, Narada was not present. Thus the question may be raised, how Narada overheard all these topics? The answer is that Narada is Trikala Jnana. He is so powerful that he can understand the past, present and future of everyone's heart, just like the Super Soul, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, after understanding the strong determination of Dhruva Maharaj, Narada came to help him. It may be explained in this way. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is present in everyone's heart, and as soon as he understands that a living entity is serious about entering devotional service, he sends his representative. In this way, Narada was sent to Dhruva Maharaj. This is explained in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Guru Krishna Prasade Pai Bhakti Lata Beach. By the grace of the spiritual master and Krishna, one can enter into devotional service. Because of Dhruva Maharaja's determination, Krishna, the Super Soul, immediately sent his representative, Narada, to initiate him. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnana Anjana Chalakya Sakshur Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha श्री चैतन्या मनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपानामयं ददाति स्वापदान्तिकं वन्देहं श्रीगुरु श्रीयुतापदकमलं श्रीगुरुं वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं सागरजातं सगगणारघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवम् सारगतं सावधूतं परिजनासहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधा कृष्णपादां सगगणललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितं स हे कृष्णा करुणा सिन्धु दीनबन्धु जगत्पते गोपेशा गोपिकाकान्ता राधाकान्ता नमोऽस्तु ते तप्त कांचना गौरंगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी ऋषभानुसुतदेवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये वंशकल्पतरुभ्यः कृपा सिंधुभ्यैव च पतितानां वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैताधा शिवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामा 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा Seeking the blessings of all Vaishnavas assembled here, senior devotees, let me speak something from Srimad Bhagavatam for my own purification. This section of Srimad Bhagavatam is very important for devotees who are practicing Krishna consciousness, because in the start of this chapter Maitreya Muni was explaining the descendants of or the sons of Brahma. Now Brahma has many sons. And then he explained some of the sons of Brahma who involve in impious activities, which is ultimately leading to hell. Now immediately, so he explained the impious, so he wants to explain the most pious king, that is Dhruva Maharaj. So the example of Dhruva Maharaj, his austerities and his faith and his devotional practice immediately generate the feeling of devotional service who are in the hearts of a devotee. So it increases our faith, it increases our bhakti when we hear Dhruva Maharaj's story. And he also was eager in explaining Dhruva Maharaj, when even though Dhruva Maharaj is a descendant of second son of Swayambhu Manu, which is Uttanapad. Even though the first son was Priyavrat, so he will be explaining that in the fifth canto. So he was eager in explaining that, so that it is obviously when you explain impious and negative things, you want to explain the positive thing and about the Dhruva Maharaj. So here Narada Muni appears in this verse, and before that Dhruva Maharaj, in the starting of the purport, Dhruva Maharaj was talking to his mother, Suniti. So, what was the conversation? So, we know the story that Dhruva's father, Uttanapad, had two wives, and each one of the wives has one son. So, Suniti is the mother of Dhruva Maharaj, and Surichi is a mother of Uttama. The king is affectionate towards both the sons. But because of favoritism and because of the presence of co-wife, which is Surichi, he has to reject Dhruva when he is trying to climb his father's lap. Now Surichi is the the epitome of pride, and because of the favoritism, because of she know that the husband is favored towards her, she's taking the advantage of the situation and giving very harsh word to Dhruva Maharaj. So her thing is that you may be the son of the king, but that is not the eligible criteria for you to sit on the throne. The eligible criteria for you to sit on the throne of the king is that you have to take birth in my womb. Now Dhruva is just a 5-year-old boy. He may not understand what is womb and what is mother and how he came like that. Her pride is such that she is explaining to Dhruva that you may not understand womb, but I can tell you, you are not from me. You have a mother whose name is Suniti, and you have come from her, and that's why I'm rejecting you. So it's like, someone having a problem or going in distress may not understand how bad that you explain to that person how bad it is and giving a harsh word. So imagine the height and the depth of harsh word which is Surichi giving to Dhruva Maharaj. So she is explaining this is the womb that I am one mother. And for Dhruva, for him, he at that point, till that point, he was thinking, you know, Surichi also my mother. Because one of the verses is that even Dhruva Maharaj was grown up by having the milk from Surichi. So that much Dhruva was convinced that she is also my mother. But then she pierced Dhruva's heart by saying that you are eligible for to sit on the throne is you have to take birth in that my womb. Now she is also giving a solution to how to attain that position and how to get that womb. So the Uttanapad was sitting there and she is showing off that she has devotion to Supreme Personality of Godhead. So the intention of her asking Dhruva Maharaj to worship Supreme Personality of Godhead for not for the favorable condition of devotional service, but for unfavorable condition that if you have to for you to achieve the throne or you to sit on the throne or you to get birth in my womb, you have to do austerity and you have to worship Supreme Personality of Godhead. So that is the intention of one, you know, the Surichi's pride. And Dhruva was feeling like as if a snake was hit by a stick, was breathing heavily. Of course, he is coming from a Kshatriya background. For a Kshatriya, you know, dishonor is worse than death. So he was breathing heavily and he left the palace and he reached Suniti. Now Suniti already know what had happened in the palace of Uttanapad, because everyone is buzzing about the incident and they have already told Suniti what had happened. Now Suniti was also sad, but her situation is that she cannot do anything. So Dhruva Maharaj, and she gave, you know, see, whatever your stepmother told was right. Your father was not even treating me as a servant. Then where is the question of accepting as a wife? And you don't have to have a hill hatred or inauspicious thinking towards your stepmother, towards your Surichi, because it's just a reaction. You are receiving a reaction. So you don't have to worry, because this is all coming from previous birth. And she said, what did your stepmother said is a harsh truth. She said something harsh, but that is a fact. That is a truth that you have to approach the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Now Suniti, after saying that, she gives the example to Dhruva Maharaj. See, for you to achieve a great success, you see your great grandfather, Lord Brahma, he also did austerity and approached the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and he has got great opulence. And not only that, you see your great, you know, grandfather, which is Swayambhuva Manu. He also was pious. He also approached the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Now he is a great king. So she is giving an example. Now Dhruva Maharaj, the Acharya is writing, he may have a doubt. See, my mother is asking me to approach the Supreme Personality of Godhead and do austerity. So if I do that, then I will enter the womb of Surichi, who is a wicked person. Is it what she is asking me again, to follow the same instruction as Surichi? Now then, after that, Suniti explained that actually by approaching the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, you will not, you know, take birth in Surichi. Not only that, you will stop the repetition of birth and death. There is no more birth when you approach the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That is the result of approaching the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So, in one of the purport, Prabhupada write, there are, you know, actually the pure devotees, they don't ask any benediction to Supreme Personality of Godhead. So then the pious, in Bhagavad Gita we say, the pious people approach the Supreme Personality of Godhead for different reason. And the famous example of Dhruva Maharaj comes when he wants some wealth or wants some material gain. So even though one may approach the Supreme Personality of Godhead with full of desires, but with proper attitude and with proper guidance from Narada Muni and from association of devotees, he can get the best result, which is he can stop the repetition of birth and death. So this is the conversation between Suniti and Dhruva Maharaj. And because of that, so it also shows the amount of faith that Suniti have towards the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So like, you know, she said, you know, this is from the purport. You come to me crying, having been insulted by your stepmother, but I am unable to do any good for you. But Krishna is so kind to his devotees that if you go to him, then the combined kindness of millions of mothers like me will be surpassed by his affectionate and tender dealings. When everyone else fails to mitigate one's misery, Krishna is able to help the devotee. Now imagine a 5-year-old boy whose whole world is only his mother. Hardly he knows anything. But that mother is telling him that I cannot do anything, you approach the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That shows a tremendous faith on the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Now I was thinking that in Krishna consciousness we will also face this situation. So especially when one joins ashram or brahmachari. Now here Dhruva Maharaj approaching the mother with crying and asking him. So similarly situation will come, one's own mother will approach the son with crying and asking for help. Or not only mother, any relatives, any friends, anyone who are loved, they will come to us for help. And they will come to us and approach us with crying and weeping, asking, you know, you have to help me. Now, it takes a lot of faith and courage and, you know, faith on Supreme Personality of Godhead that you say, we can say, I was, you know, parallel that to statement, that you come to me crying, having been insulted by your relatives, but I am unable to do any good for you. But Krishna is so kind to his devotees that if you go to him, he is a better son and he will definitely make you happy. So, for a devotee, especially, you know, in this case for myself, to give that solution to someone who is approaching devotees for a material benediction or material help or any help, to say that one has to have a tremendous faith on Supreme Personality of Godhead to give that solution to that person. So that is the faith in Krishna. And and Suniti is also a foreseeing person. She clearly says, Dhruva Maharaj, that in order to get this boon, please, you know, don't have to go to demigods. Because that is going to be temporary and that will be unintelligent. So better you approach the root, that you better go to Supreme Personality of Godhead and he can give you the greatest benediction. So with that, he actually leaves the palace. Now, the Narada was not present. So Prabhupada, the question may be raised, how Narada overread all these topics? The answer is, Narada is Trikala Jnana. He is so powerful that he can understand the past, present and future of everyone's heart, just like the Super Soul, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Now, the Super Soul is like a friend. So he actually helps us within and without. So in Prabhupada writes in the Bhagavad Gita 13 chapter 21st verse that the definition of super soul, who is observer, permitter, sanctioner and maintainer, in that actually the within is the super soul. He is waiting, like the example given in Upanishad about like a bird waiting to for us to receive the good instruction and turning the face towards the super soul. And without is the instruction like Bhagavad Gita. So, and also if you understand, we have this different guru. So one is the Chaitya Guru, who is a super soul, and one is the external, the Diksha Guru or Siksha Guru. So actually when a person understand, he is ready, serious about entering devotional service, then he sends his representative. So in that verse, Prabhupada quotes that Brahmanda Brahmite Kona Bhagyavan Jeeva Kuru Krishna Prasade Bhai Bhakti Lata Beach. So according to their karma, all living entities are wandering throughout the entire universe. Some of them are being elevated to the upper planetary systems and some are going down into the lower planetary system. Out of many millions of wandering living entities, one who is very fortunate gets an opportunity to associate with a bona fide spiritual master by the grace of Krishna. By the mercy of both Krishna and the spiritual master, such a person receives the seed of creeper of devotional service. So that mercy that one may do great austerity and penance, but still one has to receive the mercy of the spiritual master in order to get the creeper of devotional service. So to that verse in Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Lila 19.151, Prabhupada actually gives the example of Narada Muni himself. So Narada Muni, even though he is a great acharya and guru, but in previous life he was just a maid servant's son. So he was just like a normal small boy who is the son of maid servant, and he was just serving and associating with the Bhakti Vedantis, and they are so merciful and they gave the remnants to Narada Muni, and that's all it took for him to become a great acharya in next life. So here in this context, even Narada Muni, he is helping the Dhruva Maharaj, because he has actually received the same, following the footstep he wants to give to Dhruva Maharaj, that he is coming and helping. So the main thing is that the success behind Narada Muni receiving the mercy and also receiving, becoming a great acharya, he himself explained that in the first canto, fifth chapter to Vyasadeva, that he says, although they were impartial by nature, the Bhakti Vedantis, those followers of the Vedanta blessed me with their costless mercy. As far as I was concerned, I was self-controlled and had no attachment for sports, even though I was a boy. In addition, I was not naughty and I did not speak more than required. So this is the character which Narada Muni showed is a discipline. So this quality is very important in order to success in Krishna consciousness. So this article was written by his guys Burujan Prabhu regarding this discipline. So Prabhupada explained in that purport, before the initiation, the boy become more and more advanced in discipline, which is very essential for one who wishes to make progress in the line. So that's why the Varnashram system comes in place. The Varnashram system is, the first is, at the age of 5, one is sent to Gurukul. So this is very important, because in that, you know, systematically taught to the boys and girls and everyone, doesn't matter one is a king's son or ordinary son, or, you know, whichever ranks of, you know, social life, he is trained compulsory not to, you know, not only to create a good citizen, but have the strong foundation of discipline and spiritual culture. Even, you know, in fact, even a soul which is invited before, you know, taking birth, this discipline comes when the parents are preparing themselves to do Garbhadhan Samskara and other Samskara and, you know, related to invite a proper soul in the womb. So Prabhupada gives a strong purport there. He says, without being self-controlled, without being disciplined, and without being fully obedient, no one can become successful in following the instruction of the spiritual master. And without doing so, no one is able to go back to Godhead. So that the relationship of a discipline, you know, is very important in Krishna consciousness. Actually, in short, you know, without discipline we cannot become Krishna consciousness. Even disciple means one who is disciplined in his action. So even, you know, the Prabhupada gives an example of a tiger. You know, a tiger is by nature very ferocious animal. And in order to train the tiger, a tiger's trainer has a stick. So what he does, he first beat the tiger and give the food. So he repeats that again and again. To make understand that to the tiger that my happiness and my sadness depends on the happiness and sadness of my master. I will be happy if I make my master happy. And I will be sad if I make my master sad. So this is an example given by Prabhupada. So similarly, so Narada Muni explains again in 7th canto that a brahmachari or a person in Gurukul is basically, you know, menial servant and make a strong friendship with spiritual master. So understand that my happiness and my distress is by pleasing or displeasing the spiritual master. So in that Gurujan Prabhu, you know, in that article he explained the three things is important. One is, the first is the qualified teacher. You know, the teacher has to be really qualified and spiritually strong in order to train the student. And the second is the qualified parents. So in that regard, there is an example that a father assisting a son in surrendering to a bona fide spiritual master. So the example was Bhakti Siddhanta Maharaj. So Bhakti Siddhanta Maharaj spiritual master is Gaur Kishore Das Babaji. So Gaur Kishore Das Babaji was renounced and is a great Paramahamsa in Vrindavan. So when he visited Calcutta Navadvip, so Bhakti Siddhanta Maharaj was attracted to the lotus feet of Gaur Kishore Das Babaji. So then he understand that a Vaishnava only can be happy in this material world, even though he is unaffected by all the dualities. So when he, you know, then Bhakti Vinod, you know, when he was, Gaur Kishore Das Babaji, when he was visiting Bhakti Vinod Thakur, so Bhakti Vinod Maharaj actually told Bhakti Siddhanta that you have to take shelter and initiation from Gaur Kishore Das Babaji. So the first time Bhakti Siddhanta Maharaj went to Gaur Kishore Das Babaji to get initiation, so Babaji Maharaj said, actually, you know, I am illiterate. I don't know anything, how to read or write. But you are a great scholar. If I initiate you, people will laugh at me. So I cannot do. So then again, you know, then he again met then again you want to get initiated, then Gaurav Kishodas Babaji said, maybe I will, I will ask Mahaprabhu. If he agrees, your desire can be fulfilled. So then he went and asked, did you ask Mahaprabhu regarding my initiation? Then Gaurav Kishodas Babaji said, actually I forgot. I'm sorry, I forgot it. So Bhakti Vinod Maharaj, came to know that still Bhakti Siddhanta not got initiation from Gaurav Kishodas Babaji. He said, you don't come home. Huh? You go. You don't come home till you get initiation. Because you have to get initiation. She said, if Babaji Maharaj won't accept you, don't again return to this house. So this was instruction of Bhakti Vinod Maharaj, to Bhakti Siddhanta. Now Bhakti Siddhanta Maharaj was, he doesn't have a spiritual master ashram, neither he doesn't have any home to stay. So he was feeling very bad. He was weeping and he was saying, what is the use of my life? Neither way I am able to satisfy my father or my spiritual master. Let me give up my life. So he went to the bridge to jump off the bridge. Now then, seeing that, then Gaurav Kishore Maharaj actually stopped and then he gave initiation to Bhakti Siddhanta Maharaj. So the thing is, so the father, which is Srila Bhakti Vinod, forcefully assisted his illustrious son to properly and humbly approach the lotus feet of bona fide spiritual master. So this is a duty, or this is a great responsibility for the spiritual master or for the son, so for the parents or a mother or a father. Because in the verse from Srimad Bhagavatam is that one who cannot deliver his dependents from the path of repeated birth and death should never become a spiritual master, a father, a husband, a mother or a worshipable demigod. So here we can see the example of Suniti. She is actually delivering his son from the repetition of birth and death. And is a great responsibility for all the parents and a spiritual master or a great personality to deliver the dependent. So that is very important. And the last thing is, if you have a proper teacher and then you have a proper parent, and then the last ingredient is a culture supportive of Krishna consciousness. So these three are very important for one to make a student or a person in Gurukul or children to come in Krishna consciousness. And that's why we see that how Suniti is also giving that instruction to Dhruva Maharaj, and Narada Muni actually, when he comes, you can see in further, even though he is a representative of Supreme Personality of Godhead and he is a great personality, past, present and future, he actually tests Dhruva Maharaj. He doesn't, actually encourage him to take up this process, but he tests, quite effectively in order to understand the determination of Dhruva Maharaj. So in Prabhupada writes, in one of the purport, in the previous verse, that Krishna consciousness is simple and complex. So if a personality is a person, is determined and sincere, then the Krishna consciousness is happy and easy to perform. So here we can see the determination of Dhruva Maharaj is very strong, that he has to get his material boon. But the main thing is that following the instruction of Suniti and following the instruction of Narada shows the sincerity of Dhruva Maharaj. That how adherent in following the instruction of the guru or the spiritual master. So that actually helped a sadhaka to become happy in Krishna consciousness, that one is determined, at the same time sincere in following the instruction or following whatever is, you know, the principles in Krishna consciousness. So that's what this verse, I'll leave it here. If see anyone has any correction, comments or questions. Yes, Prabhu.
We have been using this Krishna consciousness all the time. Do you want to tell your realization?
No, realization I don't have. Krishna consciousness is a lifestyle engineering. It's a moment by moment basis, and how you perfect life at end of your lifetime, so you can go back to God. So it is the most effective way to counteract the effect of Kali. So we just have to follow whatever Krishna is saying, Bhagavad Gita, and whatever Acharyas is saying, so that we can remember Krishna and at the same time give Krishna to others. So this is Krishna consciousness. You are here for so long years, so many years. By following your footsteps, we can be able to have Krishna consciousness. Okay? Yes, Prabhu. Being in Sati Yuga. The question is, the pastime of Dhruva Maharaj is in Sati Yuga, Treta, Dwarpa or Kali Yuga? Yeah. Okay. Your question? Yeah. Why everyone not becoming brahmachari in Krishna consciousness? Is that your question? Why not becoming, or why they are not in, like in brahmacharyas? Why they can't become? So you are very fortunate that you came very young in Krishna consciousness. Now you have a option that you will become. Brahmachari is not an option. Brahmachari is a part of Varnashram and everyone has to go through it. But sometimes that person come into contact in Krishna consciousness when they are already married or when they are late, you know. So one has to become Krishna conscious, you know, even age of 5 is late, right? So when they are young, they should become Brahmachari Ashram. Not in the sense, if you become a good brahmachari, you will become a good grihastha. And obviously, you will become a good devotee. So, the question of not, you know, whether to become or not is, you know, is not maybe appropriate, because if they have, when they come in contact with right age, they can try it out for some years or some time, so that they can, you know, able to understand the fundamentals of spiritual life. So you are fortunate. Yeah, you came early, but not many. Okay? Okay, you. It's like, you know, it's like obstacles in, you know, we have to be very careful with these three people here. Trinity. Yeah. What is your bouncer? If a person is a grihastha, can he become a brahmachari? So Prabhupada write, So brahmacharya has to be there in all the four ashram. Even if one is a householder, he should be a household brahmachari. So he has to, it's not that, you know, one become a household, then he has a license to do whatever he wants to do. That is not the point. Household brahmachari means that he is responsible of producing people for other three ashram. So when he is wants to produce a Krishna conscious family, then he has sex only for creating Krishna conscious children. So that way he is a brahmachari. So only using Krishna's energy only when it is required and meant to be used. So then he is a household brahmachari. Apart from there is no difference. So it is he has to sacrifice. So Prabhupada, in the Prabhupada, that, you know, illicit sex is a principle for all the four ashram. It's not for only brahmachari or sannyasi or vanaprastha. So the four regulative principle is common for all the four ashram, and one has to follow that. If you follow strictly the four regulative principle, then that person is a brahmachari irrespective of any ashram. Okay? Hare Krishna. Rantaraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jaya. Srila Prabhupada ki jaya.